In a world obsessed with comfort and convenience, Musonius Rufus offers a radical counterpoint. This Roman Stoic philosopher, often called the Roman Socrates, asks a profound question. Why do we work so hard at everything except learning to live well? While most of us invest enormous energy avoiding discomfort, Musonius challenges us to reconsider this fundamental approach to life. His teachings have influenced figures from Marcus Aurelius to modern tech CEOs like Jack Dorsey, who practice Stoic principles to maintain equilibrium amid chaos. What makes Musonius particularly remarkable is his practicality. He didn't just theorize about virtue, he lived it, continuing to teach philosophy even when exiled to a barren island. His message remains startlingly relevant. True happiness comes not from avoiding hardship, but from developing the inner strength to face it. When we run from difficulty, we inadvertently weaken ourselves, becoming less capable of handling life's inevitable challenges. Instead, Musonius invites us to see hardship as an opportunity, a training ground for developing the resilience and virtue that lead to genuine flourishing. Have you ever noticed how the things we work hardest to avoid often become the very experiences that transform us most profoundly? What if the path to happiness isn't about eliminating difficulty, but learning to embrace it? Philosophy is nothing else than to search out by reason what is right and proper, and by deeds to put it into practice. This captures Musonius's approach. Unlike philosophers focused on abstract theory, he insisted that philosophical knowledge without application was worthless, creating merely the illusion of wisdom. Would you choose a doctor who speaks brilliantly about medicine but never treated patients, or one who has successfully healed many despite being less eloquent? While theoretical understanding matters, practice takes precedence because it leads to action. When exiled to barren Gyra, Musonius didn't merely survive, he thrived, discovering a well and continuing to teach. His recommendation that philosophers should be farmers or shepherds was radical for elite Romans. Such occupations demonstrated virtue through action while allowing contemplation. In our information-saturated age, Musonius reminds us that knowledge without application creates no real change. Musonius explained that two kinds of training are necessary. The first addresses body and soul together, enduring discomfort, meager rations, hard beds, abstaining from pleasures, and bearing pain. The second focuses on the soul, distinguishing true goods from apparent ones. This training was necessary because people were raised amid misguided values. Despite understanding philosophical principles intellectually, childhood conditioning led many to fear death, love pleasure, and avoid hardship. Only deliberate practice could overcome these tendencies. Musonius's approach wasn't about inflicting unnecessary suffering, but building capacity to withstand inevitable difficulties. He recognized humans naturally seek comfort and avoid pain, but this tendency often leads us astray, mistakenly identifying pleasure with good and pain with evil, when virtue might require enduring hardship. In a society where women were routinely excluded from intellectual pursuits, Musonius took a remarkably progressive stance. Women have received from the gods the same rational faculty as men, arguing that both sexes possess the same natural inclination toward virtue. He dismantled arguments against women studying philosophy, reasoning that since philosophy is knowledge about life itself, women would benefit from such understanding. A philosophically educated woman would be better equipped to manage her household and face hardship with fortitude. His argument for equal education was practical. Trainers make no distinction between male and female horses or dogs when training them for the same work. When some claimed women naturally lacked qualities like courage, Musonius pointed to counterexamples like the Amazons and female birds defending their young, noting that apparent deficiencies stemmed from lack of practice, not natural incapacity. This progressive thinking extended to marriage. While many classical thinkers viewed marriage as merely an arrangement for procreation, Musonius elevated it to a complete partnership of body and soul, requiring complete mutual love and companionship in all conditions. He described marriage as a relationship where spouses share everything in common, body, soul, and possessions, a bond surpassing even friendship. Rather than prioritizing lineage, wealth, or beauty when choosing a spouse, he urged focus on character and virtue. Far from viewing family life as a distraction from philosophy, Musonius argued that marriage aligns with nature's design and human flourishing. He rejected the double standards of his time, condemning extramarital relations for both sexes. When consoling a fellow exile, Musonius offered a profound reframing. Rather than viewing banishment as punishment, he suggested it might be an opportunity for philosophical growth. This reveals a core Stoic principle. External circumstances don't determine our happiness, our judgment about those circumstances does. Exile deprives us of neither natural elements nor meaningful human connections, Musonius argued. The universe itself is our common fatherland. Far from hindering virtue, exile often provides leisure for philosophical development, freeing one from political obligations and false friends. Through exile, Diogenes transformed from ordinary citizen to philosopher. Exile cannot strip one of true goods. Virtue, courage, justice, and self-control remain intact. This teaching applies to any situation where we feel limited. By focusing on what remains available rather than what's lost, we discover unexpected growth opportunities. Musonius believed material simplicity was a pathway to freedom. He advocated for inexpensive, abundant foods, primarily plants, dairy, and honey. We should eat for nourishment, not pleasure. As Socrates said, "The majority live to eat, but I eat in order to live." For clothing and shelter, Musonius recommended similar restraint. Clothing should protect, not display. Houses should satisfy only basic necessity. He condemned elaborate decorations and expensive materials as burdens that waste resources which could benefit many through charity. This simplicity wasn't about deprivation, but liberation. Luxury harms both body and soul, breeding weakness and injustice. By simplifying our material needs, we gain freedom from unnecessary desires and can focus on what truly matters. Musonius's philosophy challenges us to reconsider life's approach. His teachings suggest that true happiness comes from developing inner strength to face hardship with dignity. Philosophy isn't merely about understanding principles, but living them. Knowledge without application creates no real change. His vision of gender equality and capacity for virtue, elevation of marriage to complete partnership, reframing of exile as opportunity, and advocacy for simple living all point toward a life aligned with nature and reason rather than convention and comfort. Musonius teaches that our response to circumstances matters more than the circumstances themselves. The virtuous person amid hardship is freer than one with every comfort but lacking self-control. External limitations cannot prevent us from living well if we focus on what remains within our control: judgments, values, and actions. In a world promising happiness through comfort and consumption, Musonius's voice echoes across centuries with a different message. Embrace hardship as training. Practice virtue through action. Maintain dignity regardless of circumstances, and find freedom in simplicity. Ancient teachings offering a path to genuine flourishing in an uncertain world.